This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to begin today smack in the middle of the Moral Victories Department, Financial Crisis Edition. Back in 2008, if you remember your somewhat recent history, the Federal Reserve bailed out the insurance giant AIG in a transaction that raised a whole lot of eyebrows for its not quite draconian, but certainly very stiff terms. That bailout is back in the news today. The guy who used to run AIG, Maurice Hank Greenberg, led a $40 billion class action suit against the government, saying the deal, the bailout, was unfair to AIG shareholders. This afternoon, a federal judge agreed that the terms were, quote, unduly harsh, but awarded Mr. Greenberg and his co-plaintiffs not a dime in damages. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson starts things off today.
Hank Greenberg may have been vindicated by this decision, but only partially.
So a Pyrrhic victory is you win the battle, but you still lose the war.
Ernie Patricus is a partner at White & Case, and he's previously worked at both AIG and the Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
Here he won the battle of was it an unconstitutional taking, but he lost the battle of does he get damages.
Greenberg had been seeking damages of up to $40 billion in compensation, but no damages means he gets nothing. Even though the judge found that the government overstepped when it took 80% of AIG's equity in exchange for the loan. John Coffey is a professor at Columbia Law School.
Remember, they were making an $85 billion loan, an extraordinary loan to one financial institution that had seemingly been run in a reckless fashion. And they were buying a pig in a poke. They didn't know just the full nature of the liabilities they were going to encounter when they took over the company. They wanted complete control.
And so the big question then is what this means for the next financial crisis, if there is one. Carl Tobias, a law professor at the University of Richmond, says the government could likely still make emergency loans, just not take equity, as they did with AIG.
It may be, if this stands, that Congress would have to revisit the authority of the federal government and try to expand it. So that it does have the flexibility to move in financial crises.
But first, he says this decision will almost certainly be appealed. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.